This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Welcome to the program Islam Insight, a very special series essentially dedicated for our new Muslim brothers and sisters.
How do we commit ourselves to gain knowledge?
Regarding Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him,
I'd like to know, is hijab compulsory for women?
Somebody told me that a Muslim is not allowed to have relationship with a non-Muslim.
Knowledge revives the spirit of Islam.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salam ala Rasulihil Kareem, wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Ud'u ila sabili rabbika bil hikma wal maw'izatil hasana wajadilhum billati hiya ahsan. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Rabbish rahli sadri wa yassir li amri wahlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Meaning, may the peace, mercy, and the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon all of you. Welcome to our program, Islam Insight. We were taking an insightful journey with the new Muslim brothers in order to share and impart the authentic knowledge of Islam and deal with certain relevant questions that they face after accepting Islam and address all of them with the answers based on the authentic sources, with an objective, with an intention, with a prayer that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us firm on Islam and revive, strengthen and empower our iman. So we may have the first question from you, Bilal.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam rahmatullah.
Brother, could you tell me, is it important to know Arabic for praying, and is it a compulsory to learn Arabic?
Right. As far as the Arabic language is concerned, It is the language which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen to reveal the last and final testament, the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He chose Muhammad, peace be upon him, whose language, whose mother tongue was Arabic. That itself shows how important, in general, Arabic language is. It should be our attempt, it should be our struggle, it should be our initiation that should be there in order to learn Arabic. In terms of learning Arabic, as far as prayers are concerned, because in the prayer we can't use any other language except Arabic, so we need to learn certain surah, like for example Suratul Fatiha at the bare minimum, and other statements that we use during salah. At least these, as the scholars say, you must know it. You must know at least this portion, this part of Arabic, so that you may actually perform your duty in a way that it has to be performed. In general, you don't have to be a linguistic Arabic expert. It is not a compulsion. Every person cannot be an Arabic linguistic expert, but whatever is required for you to pray, for example, bare minimum, Suratul Fatiha, any short other surahs, the tasbih that we do during salah, the takbir that we do during salah, these things, these portion, it must be learnt by a new Muslim. It must be understood by a new Muslim so that he may fulfill his duty as the way it should be fulfilled. Hope that answers your question.